This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell. CDOT has approved a new 10-year plan funding more than 250 transportation projects statewide. The plan includes major investments in Colorado Mountain Rail and Front Range Passenger Rail. It'll also invest in bus rapid transit along Federal Boulevard, highway repairs in the Eastern Plains, and continued work on the I-70 Mountain Corridor. CDOT says the plan aims to improve pavement conditions and replacing aging bridges and infrastructure. The project list was shaped through public feedback from local governments, transportation groups, and thousands of residents. A new federal proposal for sharing the Colorado River would take a new approach to managing water, forcing states to check in every 2 years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager reports.
Details about the plan are limited, but we do know one big thing. It would issue big water cutbacks to Arizona, California, and Nevada over the next decade, with a chance to reassess every couple years. Arizona's top water official, Tom Bouchotsky, says that could make life hard for cities and farms.
If you're an end user of water, how do you plan, not knowing how much water you're going to have out into the future?
Bouchotsky says there is a silver lining to the two-year check-ins. That unappealing idea of uncertainty could force state leaders to set aside their differences and come up with a long-term plan instead. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
A person died Saturday on the Manitou Incline after experiencing breathing issues. The medical emergency closed the incline for about 3 hours. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It is 6:06.